Okay. Today's blad is Daf Nun Beis. We're going to begin on Daf Nun Aleph on the Beis at the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Dvarim shmei Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Besuda. There are machlokes between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding a suda. Beis Shammai Mevarach Al Yoyin, Vakach Mevarach Al Yayin. Friday night, first you make Kiddush, you say Mekadosh Shabbos, and then you say the Bari Pri Hagafen. Why? Shayoyim Garim Uyayin Shiyavoy. Number one, because if there wouldn't be a Shabbos, there would be no wine. And furthermore, the day begins, Shabbos begins before the Chiyuv Kiddush. So those two reasons are the reason Beis Shammai says you say Mekadosh Shabbos and then Bari Pri Hagafen. However, Beis Hillel, as we do, Mevarach Al Yoyin, Vakach Mevarach Al Yoyin. First the Bari Pri Hagafen and then the Mekadosh Shabbos. Why? Shayayin Garim LeKiddush Shetomer. The halacha is you have to say Kiddush on wine. So since you have to say Kiddush on wine, you need to say the wine first, because that makes the Kiddush come. Dover Acher, Beis Hillel says, another reason why you should make the Bari Pri Hagafen first, because Birchas Hayayin Tadira, Birchas Hayayin is more common, or Birchas Hayayin Ena Tadira, Birchas Hayayin is only said on Shabbos, and the rule is, Tadar V'Sheena Tadar, Tadar Kaidim. Whenever you have two brachas, or two subjects, we go with the one that happens more often. So Rishonim explain, you can't just use the concept of Tadav Sheena Tadav Kaidim indiscriminately. It has to be said that Tadav Sheena Tadav is for Dvar Mitzvah. We say a Bari Pri Hagafen for Mitzvah more often than we say Kiddush for Mitzvah, because Kiddush we only say Friday night. And Bari Pri Hagafen we say on Kiddush, and we say Avdallah, and we say Berachas Hamazon. So it has more uses in a Mitzvah digger context. Continues the Gemara, Balacha Kedivrei Beis Hillel. And the Alach is like Beis Hillel. So first ask the Gemara, my Dover Acher. Why did Beis Hillel have to say a second reason of Tadav Sheena Tadav? Answers the Gemara, V'chitei Mahasim Tarti. Because since Beis Shammai said two reasons for their Psak, V'hocha Chada, and he'll only say one reason, so I'll say two against one prevails. That's why Beis Hillel says, Hachanami Tarti Nenu. I also have two reasons why to say the Bari Pri Hagafen first. Number one, but because Birchas Hayayin Tadira, Birchas Hayayin Tadira, or Birchas Hayayin Ena Tadira, and we have a rule, Tadav Sheena Tadav, Tadav Kaidem, and also, Shayayin Goyim LeKiddush HaTayomer. So you have two reasons, and that's why, even though you, Beis Shammai, have two reasons, I still stand with my position. So the Brice ended, V'alocha Kedivrei Beis Hillel, that the Alocha is like Beis Hillel. Ask the Gemara, it's obvious that Loch is like Beis Hillel. The Nafka Baskol, a Baskol came out and says that we always paskin like Beis Hillel. Answers the Gemara two truths. Ibai say Mekodim Baskol, that this price was said before the Baskol that says we should always paskin like Beis Hillel. Ibai say Mekodim Baskol, that this price is after the Baskol, but it goes according to Rabbi Shuhi, Dome Emash Gichim Bebaskol, that we don't pay attention to a Baskol, so that isn't authoritative, and that's why we needed the Braisa. So that's why we paskin that by Kiddush we should first say Bari Pri Hagafen and then say Mekadosh Shabbos. And that's what we do by Kiddush and by Havdalah. Ask Tosfos, so why by Birchas Hamazon do we say the Bari Pri Hagafen before the Birchas Hamazon, after the Birchas Hamazon? We should say it before. So Tosfos answers, because what should we do? Do you want to say the Bari Pri Hagafen before the Birchas Hamazon? There'll be a big hefsek, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, between you saying the Bari Pri Hagafen and drinking. You'll have the whole Birchas Hamazon. That's why, by Birchas Hamazon, we say the Bari Pri Hagafen after Birchas Hamazon. That's Tosfos' answer. But there's another answer. But to say that other answer, we really have to think about another question. Although we just learned that Beis Hillel says the reason you say Bari Pri Hagafen first is because Tadav Sheena Tadav, Tadav Kaidim, the rule is that let's say the Eina Tadir is a Daraisa, and the Tadir is a Darabonon, then we go with the Darabonon, then we follow the Daraisa first. Kiddush is a Daraisa, asked the Pnei Yeshua. Bari Pri Hagafen is only a Darabonon. So how can we go, even though the Bari Pri Hagafen is Tadir, why do we say it first? So the Tzlach and Pnei Yeshua answer that Kiddush is also a Darabonon, because we're Yoytzu with Kiddush, when say Shmon Esrei Friday night, so that's why the Kiddush is also Drabonim. You have two Drabonims, Kiddush and Bari Pri Hagafen, Tadav Sheena Tadav, Tadav Kaidim. Ask the Tzlach, but what about women? Women don't daven. If a woman doesn't daven Ma'ariv Friday night, she has a chiyuv for Kiddush. So the chiyuv for Kiddush is the Raisa. The Bar Priya Gofen is the Rabbanan. So what about the woman? So the Sharm Tzion Balacha Taka says, because of that, women have some places, have a minig, that the women make a Bar Priya Gofen. Why do they make a Bar Priya Gofen themselves? Because they want to have the Kiddush before the Bar Priya Gofen, the Daraisa before the Rabbanan. That's how the minig that some women make their own Bar Priya Gofen evolved. The other answer, he says, is that women say Good Shabbos, and with saying Good Shabbos, the Yotze Kiddush, the Raisa, so they're also in a situation of two Durabonans. The Shushakov asks on this Tzlach, he said, because Kiddush has to have Zeich Litzis Mitzrayim. And our Kiddush and Shul Friday night, or when a woman says Good Shabbos, doesn't talk about Mitzrayim. So how you Yotze Kiddush with that? Now we can talk about Taisus. Taisus asks, why by Birchas HaMazon don't we say Bari Priya Gofen first? It's very Gishmak. Bari Priya Gofen is the Rabbanan. Birchas HaMazon is the Raisa. When you have a Deraisa, you always say the Deraisa first. That's why by Birchas HaMazon, first we do the Birchas HaMazon, and then we do the HaGefen, which is the Rabbanan. Which is not the case by Kiddush, because they're both the Rabbanans. Continues the Gemara. V'savri Beishamai, does Beishamai attack a hole, the Birchas HaYoyim Adifa, that you say Mekadosh Shabbos first? But Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, a Nichnas Lebeisa with Matzah Shabbos, somebody comes into his house, Matzah Shabbos, so what's the proper order according to this Braisa for Abdullah? This is not the order that we're going to have, but this is what the Braisa says, Mevarach al Yain, Bar Priya Gofen, Hamor Bar Mir Eish, Absam Bar Mir Absamim, Vakach Omer Abdullah, and then he says Abdullah. However, Vimei Lekes Echad, he only has one cup that he's going to use, both for Havdalah and from Lav Malka, is the Alocha Menicha and La'achar Mazen, wait to make Havdalah for after the meal, U'mashashna Kul La'achrov, and then you say everything afterwards. But what does it say here? That you said the Yayin first. I, Beishamai, says you should say Mekadosh Shabbos first. V'homim Ma'id Beishamai. So says the Gemara, who tells you that this price is going to Beishamai? Dilla Beisilahi. This price is going to the Beis Hillel, so there's no questions on Beis Shammai from this price. Answers the Gemara Loi Sakadaitach. It doesn't make sense to say that this price is going to Beis Hillel. The price says the proper order is more of Achak B'samim, Bari Meru Eish, and then Bari Meru B'samim. Uman Shamdle the Hislehi Aishvara. Who is the one that follows that order? Beis Shammai. The Tanya, Amr Yehuda. Loi Nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Ala Mazen Shibetchila. So if somebody's making kid Havdalah and Birchas HaMazon in one cup, that Birchas HaMazon comes first. The Havdalah she besoif, and that Havdalah is the last thing you say. Ama nechlaku ala morv ala b'samim. Beishamai oimrim morv akach b'samim. Beisilo oimrim b'samim v'akachach morv. So you see that who's the one that says morv akach b'samim? Beishamai. So it has to be that this price is Beishamai. Continues the Gemara questioning. Who tells you it's going to Beis Shammai the way Rabbi Yehuda explains Beis Shammai's position? Dilma Beis Hillelhi, Valibid Rabbi Meir. Where Beis Shammai doesn't say that. And so the Gemara Lois Tautav. That I can't say. The Ketani Hochma Masnissin, Beis Shammai Omrim, that in a regular Havdalah, we say Neru Mazon Ubisam of Havdalah, or Beis Hillel Omrim Neru Ubisam of Mazon of Havdalah. Yet there in the Brice it says, if you only have one cup for Havdalah and Birchas HaMazon, is the Halacha Menicha L'Achar Mazon, wait till after you eat, U'mashashan L'Kulon L'Achrov. It's not like what it says here, according to way Rav Meir explains the Machlokes. Shmamina, that who is this Brice going according to? The Beis Shammai Hivalib Rabbi Yehuda. Beis Shammai's version of Rabbi Yehuda. And what does it say in this Braisa? That you make the Yayin first. Yet in our Mishnah, it says, the Beis Shammai says you make the Yayin last. Mekomakum Kasha. Answers the Gemara. Savri Beis Shammai, Shani Yuli Yoyma, Mefuka Yoyma. There's a difference between Havdalah, which is when the day goes out, Mefuka Yoyma for when the day comes in. A Yuli Yoyma, when it comes to make Shabbos, Kama the Magdina Le'odif. We try to make Shabbos as early as possible. That's why we say the Mekadosh Shabbos first, and only afterwards the Bar Priya Gofen. However, Afuke Yoyma, when it comes to end the day, Kama the Machrina Le'odif, we want to prolong the Shabbos, That we should, it should show that Shabbos is not a burden on us. We don't mind prolonging the Shabbos.
So, in essence, Beis Shammai has three reasons now why
the Shabbos. Well, that because it's really, but that's really the same as what he said. That's really the same as he said. It's a good point. It's really what he said. The Yain Shikvar Kidei Shayoy. That's the same concept. The Mefarsh and the Paiskim use this concept for an interesting Shaila. What's the halacha if somebody's eating Shal Shudas on Shabbos afternoon and Sunday is Rosh Chodesh? And there's always and he takes long eating Shal Shudas and it's already night. Should he say Yalav Yavoy or not? So they want to. So it's a big shaila if you do say Yalav Yavoy, if you say Ritzei, if you say both, if you say neither. Here, they want to bring a right that you shouldn't say Yalav Yavoy. Because the Gemara over here sets forth a concept that we always want to prolong the Shabbos. If somebody says the Yalav Yavoy, it looks like he wants to end the Shabbos. He wants it to already be Sunday. He wants it already to be Rosh Chodesh. So it's better to say the Ritzei and show I want to prolong the Shabbos than to say the Yalav Yavoy and shorten the Shabbos. So what we were talking about here, we were talking about a situation where somebody had only one cup of wine and he needed that cup both for Havdalah and for Birchas Hamazon. So that assumes that you need a cup for Birchas Hamazon. Ask the Gemara, Vesavri Beis Shammai, does Beis Shammai hold the Birchas Hamazon to a kois? That you have to have a kois for Birchas Hamazon? V'tanan, bolam yain lach hamazon, if they got wine after the meal, and they only have one cup, make the bracha and the bari priya gofen, and afterwards say brich samazim. My love, that's what we learned in our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah mean? Our Mishnah meant the mevarach lei, you make the bari priya gofen, the shasilei, and you drink it. Even though it will mean that you won't have a cup of wine for brich samazim, because the cup of wine, according to Beis Shammai, is not crucial. Answers the Gemara loy. What he meant was the mevarchalei. He makes the bari priya gofen, but monachlei he puts it on the side until after benching. Ask the Gemara, how could he do that? Vamamar hamevarch tzarach shiatayim. As soon as you make a bracha on a food item, you have to taste it. You can't put it on the side. Answers the Gemara, the tomle. You're right. He takes a little taste, and then he says brichas hamazon, and then I'll finish the cup of wine. Ask the Gemara, vamamar tama pagmai, that if you drink from a cup, you make it pogum. Pogum means blemished. And you should not say a kosher bracha from a kosh pogum. That's why if somebody drinks from a cup of wine, he shouldn't say kiddush in that cup of wine again, unless he fixes it. The way you fix it is by pouring in a little more wine from the bottle, but you can't make a kosh pogum. So if he drank from the cup, how can you say brichas hamazon on this cup? It's pogum. Answers the Gemara, the tam lebiyodei. He doesn't drink directly from the cup. He pours it onto his hand. When does a cup become pogum? If you drank directly from it. He didn't drink directly from it. Ask the Gemara. Right. Vama mar, kosher bracha. And there's an interesting shaila. What's going to be the halacha if you drink from a cup with a straw? Will that be pogum the cup?
Because you're not taking directly.
You're not taking it with your mouth. Vama mar, kosher bracha tzarech shir. What do you call it? You have to have a shear to the cup. The kapach slay mishure. Now by drinking, you won't have enough. And stigma, the nafsh slay tfei mishure. You started off with more than enough, so even when you drink, you still have enough. Ask the Gemara, what was the whole case here? The main sham alois the kais ktani. The case here was that he only had one cup of wine. If he has enough wine, no problem. Drink, and then make brich samazin in another cup. Answers the Gemara, he doesn't have enough for two cups of wine, but he has more than enough for one. So even after he takes a little for the bari priya gofen, he still has enough to make brichas hamazon on. So Beis Shammai agrees that you do make brichas hamazon on a cup of wine, and that's why if you only have one cup for Avdol and brichas hamazon, we have the challenge. Ask the Gemara, but Tana Reb Chiya, there's another brice that Reb Chiya says explicitly that Beis Shammai mevarach al yayim v'shaseyu v'akach mevarach brichas hamazon. So you see that you drink up the whole cup of wine, even though you don't have anything left for brichas hamazon. Answers the Gemara, Trei Tanoim v'alivet Beis Shammai. There's a machloikas Tanoim, that two Tanoim disagreeing what Beis Shammai hold. The price on Haper Omid holds that Beis Shammai says that a Birchas Hamazon should have a cup. And therefore, if you only have one cup of wine, you have a challenge. The second Braisa says, no, Birchas Hamazon doesn't require a cup, and a kosher bracha, so if you want to drink wine, drink your wine, and even if it means that you won't have kosher bracha, you won't have it. Our minik taki is that we're not so makbid on kosher bracha, the Mishnah Berurah says. Even though he says that it's a nice thing to do, but we certainly never do kosher bracha when we bench without a zimun, and even without a zimun, we're not always so makbid. Although Pesach by night, it says in Shulchan Aruch, a person should be makbid on zimun. And also, I said it already here, the Pesach by night, the Baal Bayis should be the one to be the mezamen. Beis Shammai Omer. So before we learn the Gemara, we have to say an introduction. Firstly, midoraisa, there are levels of tumah. We start with our via voice of tumah, which is a mess, a dead body, which transmits tumah. And as tumah is transmitted, it goes down a level. So if a person would be in the same house as a mace, he's an avatumah. If that person touches something, it becomes a rishon tumah. Midoraisa, a rishon l'tumah cannot make odn v'kelim tamei. There can't be a sheni l'tumah by people and by utensils. Only by oichlin and mashkin. By truma, that sheni l'tumah is the last degree by chulin, which is not truma kodesh. Shlishi is the last degree by truma. Revi is the last degree by kodesh. That's one halacha. Another hagdama is that Chazal made a takana, it goes back to Shlomo HaMelech, that a person should wash his hands before he eats. Why? Because Stam Yodayim is scoring his hand. We assume that the hands are unclean, and they gave all hands that are not washed the category of a Sheni Latuma. So if you touch something, if your hands aren't washed, they're a Sheni Latuma. There's another Chumra that the Rabbanim said, that if your hands, which are sheni l'tumah, unwashed hands, touch one of the seven liquids, dam, water, honey, you touch milk, you touch one of the liquids, that liquid will not become a shlishi, it'll become a rishi. Midrabon. That's the introduction to this Gemara. Now we go into the Gemara. Tanrabon. Beshama arim noitun yadayim. The right thing to do is first wash your hands the tilos yadayim, vakach moizgin sekoyz, and then pour the cup of wine. Why? Shimata oimim moizgin sekoyz tchila. If I'm going to let you pour the cup of wine first, gzeir shem yitam mashkin shachura koyz makmus yadav. Your hands are unwashed. Now there's liquid on the outside of the cup that's splattered out of the cup. You have unwashed hands that touch those liquids. V'yachzur v'yitmos sekoyz. And they will now make the kais tamei, because the kais will be touching the liquids on the outside, which will become tamei because of the liquids. Or midrabon. So again, let's figure it out. Your hands, the wine splatters out of the cup. Your unwashed hands touches the wine, so the wine become a rishon, because we said that the wine, any liquid touched by a sheni, that's a hand, becomes a rishon, and that will make the cup now tamei is sheni, and as we'll learn soon, Beis Shammai does not want us to use a tamei digger cup to make a kosher bracha. Ask the Gemara.
Can one become a sheni on
midrabon? Midrabon. Ask the Gemara. V'yitmu l'idayim l'kais. What if we're worried that the hands are tamei and are going to make the kais tamei, so you don't need any liquid? The hand touching the cup. Answer the Gemara. Yadayim sheni is saying. A yad is a sheni. The ain't sheni oisa shlishi b'chulin. It doesn't make. There is no concept of a shlishi l'chulin. So that's why the hand touching the cup, it won't become tamei. Elay de mashkin, because the mashkin become a rishon, and that rishon makes the cup a sheni. Now, what about Beis Hillel hold? We're going to come back to talk about Beis Shammai soon more. Beis Hillel, I'm your meizgen to kais. First, fill up the cup. V'akach noitlin yidayim, and then do netilas yidayim. Why? If I'm going to tell you to do Netilas Yadayim first, you may have a kais that's tamei from the outside. Now your hands, which are not completely dry, touch that cup. And now your hands will become tamei because the water touches that cup, the moisture outside the cup, and makes your hand, and now makes you tamei. V'yachs v'yitmios yidayim. Period. Ask the Gemara if we're worried about that. Even if you didn't wash your hands, v'nit mekos lo yidayim, when your hands touch the cup, make the hands tamei. And so the Gemara ein keli matama adam. A keli doesn't have the propensity to make adam tamei. Ask the Gemara. If we're talking about a keli that's outside his tamei, so why isn't the mashkin inside also tamei? And so the Gemara, we're talking about that only the outside got tamei, not the inside. The toicha tar, we have a situation where only the outside of the becher is tamei, the outside is tamei and the inside is tar. The toicha tar v'gabe tamei. The tnan, and there is such a situation. Keli shenitma achur b'mashkin. If the outside got tamei because mashkin touched it, achur of tameim, and toichai is toichai, it's inside, v'oignai is its rim, v'oznai v'yadav, the handle's tiring. Why? Why did Chazal, usually if the outside would be tamei, it would say that the inside is tamei? So Rashi explains that like this. Really, we're not dealing with a tumei deraisa. We're talking with a tumei derabbanan. Since it's only tumei derabbanan, we wanted to show a hecker, we wanted to show a difference between this and a tumei deraisa, and we said specifically that only the outside is tamei, not the inside. But however, so we shouldn't burn it unnecessarily. Nitma toichai, nitma kulai. But if the inside gets tamei, here Chazal said that even the outside will get tamei. So what is the principle, what is the basis of the machlokes of Beisham Beisilv? Beisham Beisilv also l'shtans b'keli shnit mechur b'mashkin. Beisham says, you're not allowed anyway take a keli that's tamei, that's outside his tamei. So since you're not allowed to take such a keli anyway, why am I not allowed to take the case? Gzeirim shum netzaitim, so I'm always worried about liquid splattering outside. So that's why I don't have to worry about lekla mikzashem yitma mashkin shvi yadayim shvi kais. I don't have to worry that your hands will get tamei from the mashkin that's on your hand from the kais. You know why I don't have to worry? Because I wouldn't be allowed to use such a kais in the first place. Because according to Beisham, I'm not supposed to use a kais that's tamei. However, Beis Hillel savri the mutl shtans bekeli shnit matam echorof that you are allowed to use such a becher whose outside is tamei. So since you're allowed to use such a becher whose outside is tamei, they say like this, I'm not worried that after you washed your hands, there will be netzaitis spritzing out of the cup, onto the back of the cup, and they'll make your hands tummy again. However, what I do have to worry about, is that you didn't wash your hands, that you didn't dry your hands properly. And if you didn't dry your hands properly, the moisture on your hands will go onto the cup, and that cup will make your hands tummy again. So the basis of the machloikis is, are you allowed to use a cup that's tummy on the outside? If, in other words, everybody agrees that the other one is right, it only begins, where do you begin with? Can you begin with a tamadiga cup or not? If you can begin with a tamadiga cup, Beis Hillel is 100% correct. Beis Shammai says you can't begin with a tamadiga cup, so his concern is invalid. One point that Tosfos asks, if Beis Hillel is worried that you didn't dry your hands, and therefore if the cup is tamay, your hands will become tamay, so why isn't he worried that maybe during the meal you'll touch a tamadiga food and will make your hand tamay? So Tosfos says that a person, when do you make kiddush? When do you touch the cup? At the beginning of the meal. So maybe your hands are still moist that you didn't dry them properly. By the time you get to the middle of the meal, everybody's 100% sure that his hands are completely dry, and we don't have to worry if he picked up a tamadig of food that it would affect his hands because they're dry. Davacher, Beis Hillel says one more thing. Take of Nilatilis Yadayim Suda. You have to wash and eat right away. My Davacher, what is Beis Hillel adding with these words? Hach kamu Beis Hillel Beshamay. Beis Hillel tells Beis Shammai like this. Lidat chud amrisa, according to you that you say, osl shtams pekelish achurav tmeim, that you're not allowed to use a becher whose outside is tamei, the gzirin mishum netzaitu. So my concern isn't valid, but your concern is valid. Still, Beis Hillel says, I feel a hachi adifa. My eitzah of washing after you pour the cup is still a better one. You know why? Because another issue of tekev netilas yadayim suda. According to you, you'll wash your hands, then you'll pour the cup, and only then you'll make the suda, which is a hefsik between the netilas yadayim and suda. In my mahalach, there won't be any interruption. Next, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Mekanech. one with Tumatara Gemara. Tana Rabbana. Beshama Imer Mekanach Yada Bemapa. When you wipe your hands, what do you do with the towel? Umanicha al shofet. You put it on the table. Why? Shema Ta'im Alakesis. If I'll tell you to put the towel on the couch, Zayir Hashem Yitma Mashkin Shabamapa Makma Sakasis. I'm worried that there's some liquid, the towel is wet, and the couch you're sitting on is tummy, so that couch will make that liquid tummy, and now if during the meal you need to wipe your hands with that towel, your hands will get tummy again from the moisture that became tummy from the couch. Ask the Gemara, if you're worried about that the couch is tummy, and it's making the towel tummy, so even if the towel isn't wet, why doesn't the towel become tummy when it's on the couch? V'nit mekesis l'mapa, answers the Gemara, and keli matama keli. One keli can be matama another keli at that point, when it's a rishon tuma. Ask the Gemara, v'nit mekesis l'gavrei gufa. The person sitting on the couch, he puts his hand on the couch, and we're saying that it's a tumadika couch. So why am I not concerned that his hands, his body becomes tummy by being on the tumadika couch? Answers the Gemara, and keli matama adam. A couch cannot be matama person. What does Beis Hillel say? Beis Hillel says alakesis. Put the towel on the couch. Shemata oim al shulchan. If I tell you to put it on the table, zayir shem yitma mashin shabamapa machna shulchan. You may have a tamei shulchan. That tamei shulchan will make the moisture in the towel tamei. Then that towel with the moisture that liquid got tummy now will make the other food on the table tummy. Ask the Gemara, if you have a tummy digger table and you have food on the table, so why doesn't that table make the food tummy by itself without the towel and the moisture? Answer the Gemara, the shulchan is a sheni l'tomei, v'ein sheni ois a shlishi b'chulin. By chulin, like we said in introduction, there is no shlishi. Elia de mashkin, because the mashkin become a rishin, and a rishin does make a sheni b'chulin.
So you're
not choshing that
the table's wet?
We're choshing the table's tummy. The towel is wet.
What about the towel for a fact is wet?
Yeah, because you wiped your hands in it. You used it. But my kamifki, what is the basis of the machlokes? It's very simple. In other words, what Beis Hillel says makes a lot of sense. So why is Beis Shammai not concerned from it? And let's put the towel on the table. Answers the Gemara, because Beis Shammai savri, also l'shtamish b'shulchan sheni. You're never allowed to use a shulchan sheni. So you'll never come to this problem that the shulchan, which is a sheni, is going to make the towel tamei, because you're not using such a table. Why are you not allowed to use such a table? Because as we said, for truma there is a shlishi, so that's why it could become a shlishi. So because of that, they made a rule across the board, according to Beis Shammai, that we never use a table which is a sheni l'tamei. Or Beis Hillel savri, Beis Hillel holds mutl shtam b'shulchan sheni. I, the people who eat truma, oichle truma's reasoning. They'll be careful. They know that they have a lot higher level. Why does the Gemara use the lashon oichle truma, not koyhanim? So the Mefarshim explained, because sometimes there are Yisraelim who are makbet to eat chulin on the same level of tahara as truma. So it doesn't have to be a kohen. It could be Yisrael who's oichle chulin on the level of truma. He wouldn't be allowed to eat by such a table either. Dava acher, another reason Beis Hillel adds, ein l'tilas yadayim l'chulin min ha-Torah. The requirement to wash your hands when you eat chulin is not midraisa. My dava acher. What's the Davar Acher? Answer the Gemara. Hachi Kamerle. Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel tell Beis Shammai, you know, on me there's a fundamental problem. What's my problem with my pshat? V'chita ma'ishna gabi shulchan d'chashinen, ma'ishna gabi yadayin d'loy chashinen. Meaning like this. What does Beis Hillel tell you? Where should you put the towel? The towel you should put on the couch, not on the table. Now, just like the table is tamei, according to Beis Hillel, you could eat by a tamei digger table, you could certainly sit on a tamei digger couch. So what's the eitzah of putting it on a tamei digger couch? You're going to put it on a tamei digger couch, what's going to happen? The towel will have moisture, that moisture will become wet, and it'll make your hands tamei. So what is Beis Hillel telling me? Put it on the couch. Instead of putting it on the table, I'm not accomplishing. I still have a concern. Beis Shammai's concern is a concern according to Beis Hillel. No, it's Beis Hillel's concern is not a concern to Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai doesn't let you use a Tamei Digger table. But Beis Hillel lets you use a Tamei Digger table, also he lets you use solely a Tamei Digger couch. So what am I accomplishing by using a Tamei Digger, by putting it on the couch? The couch will make the towel Tamei, and the towel will make my hands Tamei. So what am I accomplishing? So I'll tell you the Gemara's Teres inside, then we'll do it inside. You're right. Beis Hillel says, Beis Shammai, you are right. Your concern is valid. But now I always in life have to pick what is the least of, less of a problem. If I have the towel on the table, and I have a Tamei Digger table, which will make the moisture a rishon and make the other food on the table a sheni, that is a Tumah D'Raisa. The hands touching a Tamei Digger towel, the moisture that's Tamei, is only the Rabbanan Digger concern. Because the whole concept of the hands being Tamei is only with Rabbanan. So if I have a concern where I can end up with a Tumah D'Raisa, or I can end up with a Tumah D'Rabbanan, what am I going to be more concerned about? A place where I can end up with a Tumah D'Raisa. That's why, even though it's not perfect, I'd rather put it on the couch than on the table. That's the Gemara. V'chi Temra. Maishna gabe oichlin d'chashinen. They were worried to put it on the table because we can get the hands, the food Tamei. Or maishna gabe daim d'lechashinen. We're not worried about putting it on the couch, even though I'll make my hands Tamei. I feel like a higher defa. The concern of the oichel is a greater concern than the concern on the fans. The whole reason you have to wash your hands, it's only with rabbonim, it's not with the raisa. Shemutav, so I have to pick something. I'd rather pick a situation which may end up shi'tam yudayim where my hands will become tamei, but that tamei has less le'ikim with the raisa, doesn't have a basis with the raisa. By itama oichlem, this le'ikim with the raisa that has tamei with the raisa. We continue learning the Mishnah, Beshama Amin. And the Gemara says what we learned. Tanra Bonim. Beshama Amin, Mechabin and Sabayis. First, sweep. Vachach Noitlin Yidayim. Then wash my Machroinim. Why? Shemata Oimen Noitlin Yidayim Tchilo. If I let you wash my Machroinim first, Nimtza Atamafsud Esa Oichlin. The food that's left on the table will get ruined from the my Machroinim splattering on it. Beis Shammai does not agree that you should wash my machroinim first before cleaning my tama b'shem peruin. I'm concerned about the peruin, the crumbs on the table that will get ruined from the splattering my machroinim. Beis Hillel, what did Beis Hillel say? Beis Hillel says, "If shamish tamid chacham hu, if the waiter is a tamid chacham." He knows noitel peruim sheesh ben kazayis. He takes off from the table all crumbs that are the size of a kazayis or larger, or maniach peruim sheesh ben kazayis, and only leave the small crumbs. Therefore, we don't have to worry about the mayim achroinim ruining the food because there is no real food left on the table. Masailei l'Rabbi Yochanan, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, peruim sheesh ben kazayis. If the crumbs are very small, they're less than a kazayis, mutan la'av the miyad. What is the basis of the machloekas of Beisham Beis Hillel here? But my kumifki, but shalal savri osl shtamish b'shamish amoritz. You know that I have a waiter who's amoritz. So since you don't have a waiter who's amoritz, he'll know to make sure to get off all the crumbs from the table before you wash the my machroinim that could ruin the crumbs. But shamay savri have a b'shamay hold mutl shtamish b'shamish amoritz. You let him use a waiter who's amoritz, and he doesn't know about the problem that the my machroinim that you have to clean off the crumbs. That's why I clean off the crumbs first. Amr Rabbi Yosef Chanina, the kula perkin halach kebeis Hillel. The halach is always like beis Hillel. Ba'amehad halach kebeis Shammai. Except from here, the halach is beis Shammai. Rabbi Ashi Yamasni Ipcha, he reverts the shitas of beis Shammai beis Hillel. He has beis Hillel allowing you to use a waiter as amoritz, and therefore you have to clean the table first. Ba'anami halach kebeis Hillel. So the halach lemais is like this: you should lechatchila clear off the table before my machroinim. More than that, even though the Gemara says that if the peruin are larger than a kazayis, there is no problem of ruining them, that's only from Hilchos Bizi Oichlin. But Taisa says that's kashla niyusoy. Ruining any food, treating food disrespectfully, could cause poverty, chas v'sholem. And therefore, even the small crumbs, you have to treat respectfully. So certainly, you should always clean off the crumbs before the Mayim Achroinim. Moreover, the Rishonim in explaining this Gemara say very interesting. And all the machlokes that we had, that we mentioned today, Beshamay and Beis Hillel were diametrically opposed. Beshamay says, say, Mekadosh Shabbos and then Bar Priya Geffen. Beis Hillel says just the opposite. Beshamay says, put the towel on the couch. Put the towel on the table. Beis Hillel says, put it on the couch. Beshamay says, wash and then pour the cup. Beis Hillel says, pour the cup and then wash. In this machlokes, Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai that the preferable way is to really clear the table first completely. The only thing is, if you didn't clear it completely, that's when the machlokes Beis Hillel says that if there are only small crumbs, you could still say, you could still wash by my machlokes. Then we had a shaila, what is the proper order in Havdalah? Beis Shammai Menera Mazon. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Ikla Bei Rava. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda came to Rava's house. Chazi l'Rav the Baruch of B'Samim Bereisha. He saw that he made a brach on B'Samim first. Amalei. Bichtei, Beisham, Beisil, Amalei, Pligi. If you look in our Mishnah, if you look in the Braisa, there is no machlokes Beisham, Beisil, that B'Barim Bereish comes first. The Tanya, Beisham, Amrim, Nerim, Mazoim, B'Samim, V'Avdala. Or Beisil, Amrim, Nerim, B'Samim, Mazoim, V'Avdala. But everybody agrees that B'Samim comes first. Only Rabbi Basrei, Zu Divrei Remeir. This is the way Remeir has Beisham Beis Hillel Shita. Rabbi Yehuda, LeNechaku Beisham Beis Hillel. We learned this on an Aleph. Alam Mazon Shebetchila. That if you're saying Brichas Mazon Avdola on one cup, that Brichas Mazon goes first. And they also both agree that Avdola should be served, that Avdola should be last. Why should Avdola be last? Because we always want to delay the Avdola. And that's why the halach is that if they make Havdalah in shul, in some shuls, they say Svira after, they say Svira before the Havdalah. Why? You always want to make Havdalah as late as possible. Amar Nechalku, Alamor Val Psamim. So Beisham Amrim Alamor Val Psamim. First do Bar Mareish and then do Psamim. Beisil Amrim Psamim V'Achkach Mor. And that is the version that I had. From Rabbi Yochanan, Nagu Am Beisil Ali with Rabbi Yehuda, that Beisil says first you do Besamim and then more, as we explained yesterday why. Beisham Am Shabar. Then we had a machlokes, what is the proper nusach of Bar Mareish? Bar or Bari? Am Rabbi, Bari Kulam Loi Pligi the Bar Mash. The word Bara certainly means that Hashem created in the past. Ki Pligi be Bari, the word Bari. Beisham is Sabre Bari Dosl Mivro. He will create. That's why it's not the right nusach. Bari namri the Bara Mashma. Bari means also in the past, and that's why you could use the Lashon of Bari. Ask the Gemara, Maser of Yosef, the Pasuk says, Yotzer Oiru Varechashach. Hashem created light and dark. So it says Bari, and it's certainly in the past. It says, Yotzer Harm Uvare Rech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mountains and wind. Again, certainly in the past. Bari Hashemayim Natem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the heavens and all of its tributaries. So again, Bayre certainly means the past. So how could you, Beis Shammai, say that Bayre means the future? Says the Gemara, you're right. El Amar Yosef, Bara or Bayre, say the word Bara and say the word Bayre, Kula Amar Lai Pligi the Bara Mashma. Everybody agrees it means the past. Ki Pligi be Mor or Ma'ore. The Machlaikas is, what is the right word, Mor or Ma'ore? So the word Mor lines up nicely with the word bara, and the word ma'ire lines up nicely with the word bayre. Beshame holds chad nor ikav noira. There's one light in a flame, so that's why you should say ma'or, which is singular. Beselasari tuv nahari ikav noira. There are a lot of flames in a flame, a lot of different colors in a flame, and that's why you should say ma'ire, which is a lashon rabbi. There are a lot of different colors, and that's why you say Bayre. So the first question is, how could they argue over a fact? You look into a flame, you'll see that many colors, blue and orange and red. So Beis Shammai can't argue. So the Vilna Gaon explains, they're not arguing over the facts. The facts are the facts. The question is, when we make a bracha, and we explain this, the bracha of Mayre Eish, that we say Matzah Shabbos, is not a Brich Sanenen. Because what's the raya? Otherwise, you would have to say bracha every time you put on the light, which we don't do. It's a brachas hashvach. We praise Hashem for creating light. The question is, what are we praising Hashem for? But Shammai says we go back to the original spark that Hashem created. That was one color. So that's why we say mor. We're going back to the original spark. And Beis Hillel says we thank Hashem for the fire that we have every moment, the fire we have right now, which has in it many flames. The question that's interesting to ask is, making Havdalah on electricity. So, Al Minig, is, and it's very relevant l'alach l'maisa for this week, is that we use an avuka, we use a flame. And where's it relevant? Because Matzah Shabbos we're going to make havdalah, so we don't light a havdalah candle. We take two candles. The problem is to put the two candles. The problem is taking two candles together. And when you put them together, you're making a flame. When you're separating, it may be a shail of kibbutz. So you have to be careful not to put the two candles. They should touch each other. The question is, should you use electricity? So some of the pious can say one of the reasons you shouldn't use electricity, besides that's not a vuka, that's not a torch, because electricity only has one color in it. And we're saying, according to Beis Hillel, which is our bracha, we should say ma'ayrei, that has different colors on it. Electricity doesn't have it. Although the world says that Reb Chaim Oizer did make havdalah on a flashlight. Continues the Gemara. Eim avarchim, you don't make a bracha, a ma'ayreish, on the light of a non-Jew. Bishlam and ner, mishum d'leib Shabbos. You don't use it because that ner was being used on Shabbos. Al b'sam my tamaloi. Why can't you make on some of a non-Jew? On Rav Yehuda, on Rav, hachum mesibus oiv d'kacham maskinim. We're talking about where Gentiles got together for a banquet. M'stam mesibus oiv d'kachavim, in those times, l'avoy d'zorihi, was for avoy d'zorah. Ask the Gemara, that it can't be avoda zara, because Hamidik Tani Sefer Eim Avach Malanoi on there Vala B'Sam Shel avoda zara. So the Mishnah says explicitly you can't use avoda zara. Mechlal the Reish Lav avoda zara skin. We're not talking about avoda zara. On Rav Chinam Asura, the way to learn the Mishnah is that the Sefer is not a new din; it's an explanation. Ma Tam Kama. Ma Tam Eim Avach Malanoi on there Vala B'Sam Shel Akum. Why you not allowed to use a non-Jew's candle of Samim? Neshestam Mesibus Avik Chama Avoda Zara. Stam, they sit for Avodah Zorah, and the Ner Psalm of Avodah Zorah are now allowed to be used for Dvar Mitzvah. Tana Rabbanan. Or Sheshavas, a candle that was not used on Shabbos, that's the candle of Avachim Lov, the Bar Meresh. The Shloish Shavas, that it didn't rest on Shabbos, Ein Avachim Lov. Ask the Gemara, my Shavas, my Lo Shavas. Inayma Lo Shavas Mimelocha, that it didn't do, you didn't do work with it. I feel in the lock of that Torah, even permissible work. For Tanya, or shel chayi v'shel chayla, a candle was lit for a woman in labor, or for a sick person that you have to put on the candle or light in order that you should be able to treat them. So why are you telling me that you couldn't have worked with the candle? Here I have a candle that was worked with, and you're allowed to use. And says the Gemara, on Rav Nachman Yitzchak, my Shavas, she Shavas machmas melacha avera. That you're not allowed to use a candle that was used for a melacha that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Tani nami hachi, ashosh shoy so the lechus kala yom kula, the matzah Shabbos. It was on the whole day. It wasn't turned on Shabbos, so nothing was done wrong with it. In other words, it was a candle was on the whole Shabbos. Let's say you had a yahrzeit candle. We'll talk about in the next Gemara if you're allowed to use it because there's another problem. But as far as since it wasn't used for any prohibited work, is the halacha mevarchan ala, you're allowed to make a bracha on it. And but one more halacha, that's only for Matzah Shabbos. For Matzah Yom Kippur, we're a lot more machmer than for Matzah Shabbos, that you're not allowed to use any candle that was used on Shabbos, even if it had a permitted use. A Matzah Yom Kippur. Matzah Yom Kippur.